Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a dreary forecast today with some spotty rain around from time to time, becoming a little bit more concentrated by later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. A chilly day today. We'll barely reach the upper 40s for a high. Low tonight around 42. Tomorrow could be some leftover rain in the morning for morning rush hour, but otherwise, mostly cloudy, kind of dreary again. High temperature barely up to about 50. Mid-30s for an overnight low Friday night. Then the weekend will be brighter with sunshine returning. I think we'll be in the low 60s Saturday and closer to the mid-60s by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hyundai announced it will begin building the Santa Cruz compact SUV at its plant near Montgomery in 2021. This is a $410 million expansion project that will create 200 new jobs at the plant. Suppliers and support companies are also expected to create an additional 1,000 jobs in the area. Selma City officials say there are six candidates for police chief, and they hope to cut that number in half in the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating a deadly fire in the 6300 block of Willow Glen Court. Officials say a 72-year-old man died after being taken to a UAB hospital. Investigators believe a propane-powered space heater was the cause of the fire. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
There's no one like you. No one else with the life you live or body you were born with. Just you. GNC for You is personalized daily packs delivered to your door each month. Packs with your name on them. Filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements. A regimen designed for the goals you have, built around a profile we developed from answers provided by you. And it's from GNC, a name you trust. Don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for You. Take the free quiz at GNCforYou.com.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings. Early. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dry, extra. See store for details. Valid through December 5th.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Two career diplomats implying President Trump asked for political investigations from Ukraine during the first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry.
I realized that one of the key pillars of our strong support for Ukraine was threatened.
Bootleg and black market marijuana vaping cartridges have tested positive for toxic chemicals, including formaldehyde and hydrogen cyanide. This was a new test done of the vapor people inhale into their lungs.
If President Trump wants his tax returns to stay private, he may have to take it up with the Supreme Court. An appeals court won't hear the case.
The blast of Arctic air sweeping the nation now extends from the East Coast to the Deep South. It's single digits in the Northeast, and they're scraping windshields in Mississippi.
New York City police think that one woman might have made over 20,000 fake emergency calls to 911.
Disney Plus has hit more than 10 million signups, far exceeding expectations.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See you, police officer. Give him a big thumbs up. Could you pat me up a little bit? Thank you. Much better. Let's see. Stock market is down 22 points. The temperature outside is a balmy 45 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling great today.
Feeling great? What's making things you feel great?
Just being on top of the news. I had this realization that you can talk about all the different moving parts, but really it just brings me back to my libertarian instincts that the government's a gang of thieves right now. And it sort of made everything make sense. It's like, oh, it's not complicated.
I like that. There's just calm thieves and be done with it. Santa Clara, right? California have one dead in school shooting. I think it's the shooter themselves, but we'll find out. We'll try to keep up with that story. 272-9228, that's where we are. I want to welcome Kelly on board the Dan Morris Show and listening in. I know it's kind of cold out there, but Kelly, you can do the right thing and enjoy your time at home. Doing what you're doing right now is perfect for you. Let's do this. Let's tell you 272-9228. That's where we are. First-time callers, and any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. How about them apples? And it's the best giveaway in all of Montgomery. Let's do this. If you can answer that phone and run the spot here, let's do Deval Patrick has decided to run. Listen in. This was on Fox.
A Fox News alert. The packed Democratic field for president gets even more crowded. Moments ago, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, a longtime friend of former President Obama's, officially jumping into the race. Here to react is Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, and he joins us now to react. Hey, Charlie, what do you think?
Good morning. Boy, this is interesting. You know, it's unusual to have this many candidates all of a sudden come and change their minds, especially this late in the race in November. I mean, but what does this say about Joe Biden? I mean, the alleged front runner who can't really draw much of crowds. He's not doing very well in Iowa and New Hampshire. And all of a sudden you have Mayor Bloomberg thinking of running and beginning the process of doing so. And now former governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, coming in.
How will
he do? This is a very bad sign. Yeah, exactly. Coming in. Yeah, so this is a very bad sign sign for the Democrat Party, because they're worried. This is exactly why they're pushing impeachment. This is why they're trying to field new candidates, because the enthusiasm is not on their side. They see President Trump significantly beating top Democrats like Elizabeth Warren in battleground states based on recent polls, and they're trying to find an answer, and the current field is not currently satisfying their question.
How do you think he'll do?
I mean, look, it's going to be very interesting. It's a crowded field. He's very charismatic. He's going to be able to raise a significant amount of money. Being a former governor, he's also very tied in with former President Obama. In fact, there were many news stories that came out that said they were trying to recruit him to run very early in the process. He decided not to do it. But look, it's going to be very interesting, because I think he's going to come into this Democrat primary and kind of say, why are we so far left on some of these positions? We can't win with these positions. I think he's going to only contribute to a very spirited debate on the Democrat side, one of which will only help the President of the United States.
Interesting. Don't forget that Deval Patrick was the governor of the state that's next door to New Hampshire.
Indeed. Something just broke locally here.
Yeah.
We announced earlier on air that General Ed Kroll was tapped to be the replacement for Stephen Reed. Governor Kay Ivey said, hey, let's make Ed Kroll the probate judge, the general. And today, this just happened. This is a quote from Governor Ivey. This morning, I was made aware that General Ed Kroll is unqualified to serve as probate judge due to his age. The age required under our state's constitution, because Kroll is 70 years old. So she announced it today, all this fanfare.
And then has to say, we're taking it back.
Yep.
That's also the reason they couldn't do Judge Price.
That's so frustrating.
Come on, Bonner, you got to do better staff work than that.
Yeah, that's messy stuff right there.
But it's going to be interesting, because if he does well in New Hampshire and beats Deval, Biden, and then he's got that kind of Obama edge look to him, so South Carolina... I think South Carolina would be much more Patrick Deval-oriented than they were Kamala Harris, and particularly, I dare say, Cory Booker.
Spartacus.
So it could, this could be a mess for Biden.
Yeah, and I think that's what the signals. Bloomberg getting in, Deval Patrick getting in, is just a sign that the so-called moderate...
And the strategies are, and I'm wondering if somebody kind of thought through this thing. But Bloomberg's strategy is a Super Tuesday strategy, is let Biden fail in the first couple of showings here, and then Super Tuesday shows up, he plumps down $100 million of advertising in media markets that nobody else is going to be able to afford, possibly Buttigieg. Possibly Bernie, if he can get that out there. But so Deval Patrick does well in New Hampshire, does well in South Carolina, and then Biden's rope is gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
It's just everybody in the pool approach right now, because Biden is a very weak front runner.
Well, Deval Patrick is a sharp guy, I can tell you that. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show on a Thursday.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
We are good. Great, and you?
I'm doing good. Guys, actually, I watched it, a lot of it, and yesterday, and it was very entertaining. My key points that I picked up on that I really liked about it all was when Adam Schiff tried to portray that he don't know who the whistleblower was.
And so wait a minute. Are you saying that Adam Schiff is lying to us?
Oh, by no means, Dan, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
But his facial expressions and those silver dollar eyes of his tells the whole story. It's just amazing, I guess. But I think that the ultimate thing is that their strategy has worked. It has swayed public opinion. Unfortunately, it's more for Trump and it's worse for them. So on that part, I want to congratulate the Democrats. You did a great job. I think Trump's numbers probably going to go up. I'm going to wait for some of these polls and reactions to come out. It's just amazing, Dan. There was one other thing that... I really loved was at the end when they went across the whole explanation of who told who what. This one told that one, that one told this one, this one told that one. I just loved it. Them, the Dems looked exactly like they are a bunch of idiots. And they just insist to keep digging deeper and deeper. I don't know if anybody told them, but 6 feet is deep enough. they any deeper than that, it's just they wasting their time. So what do you think about all this, Dan? Now, the one other thing I do want to mention about Obama's buddy, that's a great sticking point for this guy. I'm sure a lot of folks out there have got a lot of air of Obama left in them, and they're ready to go out and vote for another one. I doubt that very seriously.
You doubt that? You don't think the African-American community would support Deval Patrick?
No, I do not. I think that the American people all across the spectrum, African-American and all the immigrants here in our country that came from no telling where, including me, that are American citizens have enough sense to know that what we got is good and there's no need to change it.
Yeah, but there, you have to recognize that there are some Democrats out there who are going to vote against Donald Trump. The question is, during the primary, do you think African Americans would support a Deval Patrick?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not really dug into that, so I really don't know. I just kind of find it hard to believe that all the support that Trump has built throughout building the economy up and everything that he's done across the board for everyone in this country, male, female, all different cross sectors, that anyone with common sense knows now that Donald Trump is in this to win this, not for him, but for the American people. And one thing I want to say, Dan, is to remind everybody out there of the great job our president is doing, and he's not taking a penny for it. So I just want to put that out there, Dan.
Right, Dan, appreciate the telephone call. You have a wonderful day.
All right, Joey, 1018, put me in, and y'all guys keep on doing the great job that y'all doing. And I'll be calling in tomorrow out of the Big Easy with some more comments.
the home state of LSU. Y'all did a great job in that game.
Yes, and Alabama played a good game in that also. So let's give them their deserve too. It just failed the way it did. Both of them put out a great job. It was a great, great game. So, guys, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. I will be down in New Orleans here shortly, and I'll be calling in to speak with you tomorrow, Dan.
Thanks, Randy. Drive safe for me, okay?
You too, Dan.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye. News 93.1 is going to be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. Day four of this week for the annual holiday food drive. We are at Riverside Chevrolet, US 231 in Wetumpka. Make sure you stop on by. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock. You'll see our Sprinter van kind of on the grass in front of Riverside Chevrolet, where you can see us from both directions. We have our door open with the sign hanging in the window. Donate here. Donate food here for the annual holiday food drive. If you are in the area, if you are out and about for lunch, if you live out this way, any time that you want to come by and drop off donations to Riverside Chevrolet, you can. Even if we are not here physically, they have a barrel inside where you could drop off any food at your earliest convenience. So make sure you come on by and see us. We only have the rest of this week and all of next week to collect as much as we possibly can for the Montgomery Area Food Bank. Riverside Chevrolet, US 231 in Wetumpka. We'll be here till 1 o'clock. See you soon.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Is where we are.
You say that you are so helpless too, that you don't know what to do.
Let's listen to Ed O'Keefe talking about the Deval Patrick situation.
The group of Democrats looking to replace the president is a little bigger this morning. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is launching a campaign. He released this video this morning, nearly a year after saying he would not run.
I admire and respect the candidates in the Democratic field. They bring a richness of ideas and experience and a depth of character that makes me proud to be a Democrat. But if the character of the candidates is an issue in every election, this time is about the character of the country.
Patrick will go to New Hampshire today to add his name to the ballot for the 2020 primary there. With this announcement, he will no longer be a CBS News contributor. Ed O'Keefe is covering campaign 2020. Ed, why is Patrick entering now, this late in the game?
Well, Anthony, he apparently thinks there's still room for one more. He told us on this broadcast last month he doesn't think former Vice President Joe Biden is cutting it. And now he plans to run as a moderate who can bring his party and the country back together. The 63-year-old served two terms as Massachusetts governor, the first African-American to do so, and the only Democrat to hold the job this century. But it's the work he did before and after his time as governor that's likely to raise questions. He once served as the top lawyer at the oil company Texaco, and most recently worked for the private equity firm Bain Capital. That could draw scrutiny from those critical of corporate wealth and how big oil companies contribute to climate change. How Patrick can quickly build up a campaign, raise the millions of dollars needed, and make it into the debates remains unclear. No one in the modern era has ever entered the race for president this late in the game and prevailed.
No one in modern era has entered this late in the game and has prevailed. This is really going to be fascinating. In watching this, you should have seen Joe Scarborough this morning. He's like stunned. And I'm going to be looking at some optics here. Does all of a sudden Obama appear somewhere and doesn't say I'm endorsing him, but all of a sudden there's this kind of, he's asked the questions, oh yeah, he's a very close friend of mine.
Right.
And just kind of gives the halo effect on him. Biden's got to be going, what the hell is going on here? But it's the weakness of the field. And they realize that a weak person, that the field is weak, that Biden is weak. I think that they may know that something may go down on the Biden, Hunter Biden thing.
Yes.
That's why it kind of makes me think that somebody that used to formerly be a president is kind of going, you know, we need to be protecting ourselves in case Biden does blow up because I know what the truth is. And the truth isn't going to set you free. The truth is going to knock you out of the race.
Not only has Joe been terrible in terms of PR and the politicking about defending himself against these accusations, it seems like more and more evidence is piling up that it is. It's more than just an appearance of a conflict of interest. There is actually something going on.
Well, he's got it. You know, the Democrats are doing this. You know, there's no need to do an investigation of Hunter Biden. There's no proof of anything. There's no crime that was committed. There's no proof of that. Well, you sure as hell seem to be curious about Donald Trump and a telephone call, but you're not curious about this. And I think that's one of the things that's really hurting them. And going back over the tape yesterday, the way they handled that was really good yesterday. They got it out there. Ratcliffe got it in the record, and he got it talked about. And I think this FISA IG report, we're going to get into that in a little bit, is going to really take off. Before I get into the next cut of Ben O'Keefe, I have to give two shout-outs again to John Sullivan, Southern Roofing, who did the roof. I came home. He had everything blown off all the roofs that I have, the flat roofs, the garage, the house, everything. But it did make kind of a mess on my deck, so I pick up the phone and I call Wayne. Wayne sends his hot shot crew over.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I've got leaves in the front yard. It's already like a carpet out there. He went in and got all the leaves up, blew all the leaves off the deck, cleaned all the leaves off the pool decking that's there. And so I don't have this rain's going to come in. It's going to rain like for 14 hours. And I'm talking about the leaves were like 4 inches thick in the yard. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, so big shout out for PMS, particularly Justin. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you very much, Dan. And watching a lot of these new commercials and these people who are now running on the Democratic side, I've noticed that they're becoming more and more towards the center and even coming more towards a conservative views of what they're trying to do to get elected. It's amazing that they're beginning to wake up and see how far the Democrats have gone to the end of the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly why Bloomberg and Duvall are running, is that they know that number one, they are making the assumption, because this is the factor that counts for everything, is that something's going to happen to Joe Biden. And do they know something that we don't? They know what the truth is, and do they feel that the truth is going to come out? So Joe Biden gets knocked out, so that leaves Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Buttigieg. And Buttigieg would be the only one I think would be even close comparable to them. But they would much rather have somebody that is more in their school, and that's Bloomberg and completely Patrick, Deval Patrick.
I agree. You know, they had gone so far off to the end of the world. I mean, they think the world's flat and they're going off the edge of it. It's just horrible. And I think a lot of people are beginning to wise up. There is no way we can even come close to even, you know, getting in the actual ring to beat Trump. And I'm going to vote for Trump now. I'm just seeing what's happening on the other side. But I'm just amazed that it's taking this long for some of them to wake up, you know.
Absolutely, Bill. I appreciate the telephone call.
Can you throw me in the Sweet Creek, brother?
No. Yeah, of course I will.
11-8.
You got that, Joey Sun?
11-8. Okay, got you in, Bill.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. You know, it makes me think of when they do the come on down. It's like, come on down and run for president as a Democrat. Come on. It's the time is right. Going to be back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. We're told a 15-year-old boy responsible for a school shooting in Santa Clarita, California, at Saugus High School, is dead. It's reported that he killed himself and that at least six people are injured in the shooting, some of them in critical condition. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the impeachment inquiry is still just that, an inquiry.
If the president has something that is exculpatory, Mr. President, that means you have anything that shows your innocence, then he should make that known.
The top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy.
What would have been nice with this week that we'd actually pass appropriation bills for our troops, for their pay raise, for the funding to make sure they're safe and protected on the job that they have to do. But unfortunately, this week is just about impeachment.
And tomorrow we'll get public testimony from former Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a dreary forecast today with some spotty rain around from time to time, becoming a little bit more concentrated by later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. A chilly day today. We'll barely reach the upper 40s for a high. Low tonight around 42. Tomorrow could be some leftover rain in the morning for morning rush hour, but otherwise, mostly cloudy, kind of dreary again. High temperature barely up to about 50. Mid-30s for an overnight low Friday night. Then the weekend will be brighter with sunshine returning. I think we'll be in the low 60s Saturday and closer to the mid-60s by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Like any other, until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine. Softer than the summer night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold.
272-9228, that's where we are.
This magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever.
We're going to do that drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket tomorrow at 2:30 to 2:40. So you want to get your shots in, you better call. And we're going to come back to another story about Devon Patrick that Peter Ducey did that I thought was very good. But let's listen to Ed O'Keefe talking about Bloomberg's strategy here.
Ed, another potential candidate is former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Do we know if he's made a decision yet? And do you think the Patrick decision affects this?
Well, we'll see. But he has not yet decided whether to run. CBS News has learned, however, that Bloomberg will not file paperwork to appear on the ballot in New Hampshire, which holds the first primary in February. If he runs, Bloomberg is instead expected to focus on winning contests being held on Super Tuesday on March 3rd. That's why he's already filed to appear on the ballot in Alabama and Arkansas and is working on getting on the ballot in Tennessee.
Some interesting states that he's choosing. He's not doing California, or he hadn't done Texas yet. And his advantage is in big media market states where he's got the money and they don't. But it's almost like he's trying to not be too overt. A little more of the stealth side of things. Let's listen to Peter Ducey do a report on Deval Patrick.
Deval Patrick does not have much time to start inspiring Democrats because now he's got to try to make a debate stage. And it's too late for the one next week down in Georgia. But the one next month in Los Angeles, December, has a very, very high bar. He needs 200,000 individual donors and then multiple national polls that show him with at least 4% support or multiple early state polls showing him at 6% support.
I admire and respect the candidates in the Democratic field. They bring a richness of ideas and experience and a depth of character that makes me proud to be a Democrat. But if the character of the candidates is an issue in every election, this time is about the character of the country.
A recent Fox News poll found 69% of Democratic primary voters are already satisfied with their choices in the field. Just 28% wish there were other options. And Patrick is one of the only Democrats Barack Obama urged to think about running this time, according to a Politico report. And while he initially resisted the call, the timing of Patrick's announcement today reflects his desire to compete in the New Hampshire primary, where many Democrats know him from his time as governor right across the border from New Hampshire and Massachusetts, and where the deadline to get on the ballot is tomorrow. Elizabeth Warren filed for the ballot in Concord, New Hampshire yesterday, and she was asked about her former governor.
So, no, and I'm not here to criticize other Democrats. I'm here to talk about why I'm running for president.
Governor Patrick's credentials are very similar to another nominee from a major party in recent years, because not only was he a governor of Massachusetts, he was also an executive at Bain Capital, just like Mitt Romney.
Just like Mitt Romney. Okay, so could we see this, that all of a sudden Biden does falter and implodes because of something that's about to come out? I'm telling you, it feels like somebody knows that Biden is wounded, is damaged goods.
Right.
It really does seem that way. Because people don't say, I'm going to run for president and go fork out a whole bunch of money unless they have something that there's a reasoning behind it. I mean, nobody's clamoring for Bloomberg. So it's almost like he's looking ahead and saying, I think something's going to happen here. And Deval Patrick is like, I become the safety valve.
Deval Patrick, Bloomberg kind of waiting in the wings. Do you think, because it keeps being brought up in the press, do you think Hillary Clinton's in some, like, volcano lair somewhere stroking a cat? Like, good.
$1 million. I tell you what, it would be the circus of all circus if she got into this race. I mean, it really would be incredible. I would, frankly, love it.
I'd love it after I threw up for a little bit and took a shower.
Well, and again, their choices are so bad that two other people have to get in. And the interesting thing is when and then who they are. And, I mean, I could see Bloomberg going, okay, I'm paving a way out there. If Deval Patrick does well, then I'm going to go help him type thing. And then I'm going to go finance him with my money that I was going to spend for me. I'm going to go do a shadow campaign that will help him. I mean, I can see that happening easily because I think they know Biden's going to implode. This is, like, so much fun. You know, we don't have a talk radio show and talk about things like this.
Right.
That'd be fun. Yeah. That's unusual.
Wait, what are we doing?
Why do we get transported there? Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, how y'all doing today?
We're great, and you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to share something with you. You know, being an independent, and I was talking to some of my family and friend members that are Democrat after yesterday's debacle that the Democrats had. Mm-hmm. And they watched CNN, and they realized CNN has been lying to them.
Oh, wow.
So because CNN weren't really reporting the damaged testimony that the Republicans was pulling out. So they're kind of turning over to Trump now.
Wait, CNN is turning? Who's turning over to Trump?
Some of my family members and friends that are Democrats.
Oh, I see.
And they told me that kind of, after yesterday, after seeing the all that, you know, on TV yesterday, then watching CNN last night, they said, you know, they said they've been leaning that way, but they said they're more going towards Trump.
Well, that's interesting that you said that. I had, and the person will remain nameless, but I have a Democrat friend of mine that I have a lot of respect for, and we were talking, and he basically said, you know, if it is Warren or Bernie Sanders, I'm probably not going to vote. And then if it looks like Warren or Bernie Sanders are going to win, then I probably will vote for Trump.
Yeah. And one thing they kept asking me after this, because they feel like Trump's going to win again, and they said, after Trump, who will be able to take his place and stay on the same road? And my opinion is, I think Trump Jr., because of the crowds he's pulling with this book deal, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And a friend of mine went to the one in Birmingham, and they asked him if he would ever consider running for president, and he wouldn't say yes, and he wouldn't say no.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that. I've heard that from a couple of other people, that particularly in the Washington, D.C. circuit. And one of the things that, when you watch Don Jr., watch his mannerism and some of the things he's saying and the way he's saying it. He's saying it very much like a younger Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've been noticing. So I think he's getting ready, after his dad's 8 years, I think he's getting ready to make a run for it.
Interesting. Mike Pence will be disappointed.
Yeah, but I mean, that to me, I think that's what the people want.
Well, we'll know in the fullness of time, as we say, Jerry. I want you to have a great day.
Yeah, y'all too.
Thank you. Let's see our clips here and see where we need to roll to. Okay, let's do the, when we said yesterday how the media handles the hearings will tell us an awful lot. I've been doing this for a while. I've been watching news for a while.
Right.
Do you know that 50% of the entire NBC nightly news broadcast was dedicated to the hearing?
Wow.
And I'm including the stuff that's in the opener that's there, but 50%. Of it in one way or another. And we have several clips that range from Peter Alexander just to Haley Jackson to our best friend Chuck Todd and Andrea Mitchell, the Odd Couple if there ever was one. Let's listen to the NBC Nightly News opener. Listen how Lester handles this.
Breaking news tonight, the historic showdown on Capitol Hill, the first public impeachment hearing in more than 20 years. Millions across the country watching it all play out on live TV. The two key witnesses testifying about President Trump and pressure on Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. The explosive new revelation about a second phone call involving the president. Tense moments in the room between Democrats and Republicans.
If this is not impeachable conduct, what is?
What you heard did not happen. It didn't happen.
The president calling the hearing a sham while welcoming Turkey's leader for a controversial White House visit. Our powerhouse political team breaking it all down.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. The impeachment showdown went live today. In the first public hearing, Democrats rolling out two career and self-described nonpartisan diplomats who spelled out a sharp narrative of what they witnessed and what they saw as an effort by President Trump to trade critical military aid to Ukraine for investigations into his political rivals. William Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, also revealing for the first time another potentially troubling phone call involving President Trump.
Okay. I said yesterday, a surprise witness coming out. I think the surprise witness is this phone call guy. A couple of notations before we get in deep into the NBC Nightly News. Number one, Taylor read from his opening statement about the phone call of his staff member and the overhearing Sondland talking to Donald Trump and asking about the investigation the day after the call. He had forgotten about that and went back and corrected his record, but he brought it, he said it and read it precisely in his opening statement. And then yesterday afternoon, Shazam, guess what? They're bringing the witness in for a closed-door hearing. Here's the reason I think this was jimmied. It's the guy is in Washington, D.C. Here is the staff person to Taylor who was over in Ukraine, in Ukraine. And when he had the heard the telephone call of the Trump talking to Sondland, was in Kiev and overheard it off of Sondland's phone. I think this was all, I think they've talked to this guy, they know, and they're going to be meeting with him today. So you go from talking about a guy who, you know, when did he get here? Has the staff talked to him? I mean, there are a million questions, but this is their surprise witness. And it's going to be interesting to see where they go with this. Let me go to a break, come back, and we'll finish out this NBC Nightly News. It's an amazing amount of content.
This magic moment.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Until I kiss you. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Thursday. Okay, let's go back to NBC Nightly News, and Peter Alexander is going to take over the story of the hearing. Listen in.
Our team has it all covered, and we begin with Peter Alexander.
Tonight, history on the Hill as House Democrats make their case against President Trump in the first public impeachment hearing in 20 years.
Is this what Americans should now expect from their president? If this is not impeachable conduct, what is?
Democrats relying on two top career diplomats to spell out a quid pro quo. Much of the focus on that July phone call where President Trump asked Ukraine's President Zelensky for investigations into the Bidens and the 2016 election. But tonight, Taylor revealed another conversation involving President Trump the next day that he says a staffer recently told him about, with Trump donor turned diplomat Gordon Sondland.
The member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations. Ambassador Sondland told President Trump the Ukrainians were ready to move forward. Following the call with President Trump, the member of my staff asked Ambassador Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
It's a call Sondland never mentioned in his own testimony in a conversation getting to the heart of the Democrats' argument that military aid to Ukraine and a coveted White House meeting were being withheld until Ukraine publicly announced the investigation into the president's political rival.
Neither of these investigations was in the U.S. national interest. Both, however, were in Donald Trump's personal interest.
Have you ever seen another example of foreign aid conditioned on the personal or political interests of the President of the United States?
No, Mr. Goldman, I've not.
Okay. So, let's go back and play that again and stop it at the point that Taylor is talking about how he found out and what the conversation was.
Their case against President Trump in the first public impeachment hearing in 20 years.
Is this what Americans should now expect from their president? If this is not impeachable conduct,
what is?
What is?
Democrats relying on two top career diplomats to spell out a quid pro quo. Much of the focus on that July phone call where President Trump asked Ukraine's President Zelensky for investigations into the Bidens and the 2016 election. But tonight, Taylor revealed another conversation involving President Trump the next day that he says a staffer recently told him about with Trump donor-turned-diplomat Gordon Sondland.
The member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations. Ambassador Sondland told President Trump the Ukrainians were ready to move forward. Following the call with President Trump, the member of my staff asked Ambassador Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
It's a call.
Okay, so he just recently found out about this. The staff person reminded him of it, or told him about it, and the staff person is relaying back to a July 26, 2019 conversation in Kiev that he overheard Sondland do. Now, there are a lot of things that can prove that that didn't happen, but if it did happen, this just seems too damn convenient all the way around. And I'm wondering if this is another one of those kind of whistleblower-type things, that they've got someone who's a never-Trumper, don't like Trump, and then they're trying to feed this. When he says staff member, what type of staff member? What did he do on the staff? Was he possibly the station chief? Was he part of, there's a station chief, which is your CIA guy. Then there's intelligence, and then there's military attaché, those elements that are in there.
Well, I think all of this is, say, even all of that's true. If Joe Biden actually was engaging in corrupt behavior, and if the ambassador of Ukraine at the time, Yovanovitch, and others were keeping Ukrainian prosecutors from looking into stuff like this, then it should be looked into.
It should be, but they're trying to get this linkage of he was tying everything to the
right
to them investigating, which they never did. And Sondland allegedly said they're on their way of doing this, which it never happened. Which sounds like, to me, and again, I want to know who the staff person is. Is this the number two ranking person? Is this the head of missions for the embassy? Is this a station chief? Is it an assistant to the station chief? Is it an intelligence attaché or a military attaché? Let's continue on with Peter Alexander.
The hearing testy at times.
You yourself, Mr. Chairman, have mischaracterized the call. In fact, in the first open hearing, you had a parody.
The gentlewoman will suspend.
With Republicans from the start denouncing the entire episode as a partisan sham.
I'd like to congratulate you for passing the Democrat Star Chamber auditions held for the last weeks in the basement of the Capitol. It seems you agreed, witting or unwittingly, to participate in a drama. But the main performance, the Russia hoax, has ended, and you've been cast in the low-rent Ukrainian
sequel.
Ooh. Taylor going back 1 week before that July phone call, recalling a video conference where he says he sat in astonishment when an unidentified budget office staffer said the aid to Ukraine had been frozen without explaining why.
All that the OMB staff person said was that the directive had come from the president to the chief of staff to OMB. In an instant, I realized that one of the key pillars of our strong support for Ukraine was threatened.
And weeks after that call, Taylor recounting this conversation with Gordon Sondland.
Ambassador Sondland told me that President Trump had told him that he wants President Zelensky to state publicly that Ukraine will investigate Burisma and alleged Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election. Ambassador Sondland said everything was dependent on such an announcement, including security assistance. He said that President Trump wanted President Zelensky in a public box by making a public statement about ordering such investigations.
Can we fit one more in? Last one, or Peter Alexander?
Yep. Senior State Department official George Kent also questioning the role of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
Giuliani's efforts to gin up politically motivated investigations were now infecting U.S. engagement with Ukraine, leveraging President Zelensky's desire for a White House meeting.
But Republicans defended the president.
Where is the impeachable offense in that call?
Saying he could not be threatening to withhold military aid because Taylor testified Ukraine did not know aid was being withheld until weeks after that July call. And that ultimately the aid was given to Ukraine without the investigations President Trump requested.
Were you wrong when you said you had a clear understanding that President Zelensky had to commit to an investigation of Biden's before the aid got released, and the aid got released and he didn't commit to an investigation?
Mr. I was not wrong about what I told you, which is what I heard. That's all I've said. I've told you what I heard.
And that's the point. What you heard did not happen. It didn't happen. You didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
So this is what I can't believe, and you're their star witness.
Republicans also defending President Trump's push to investigate Hunter Biden, who was given a job with a Ukrainian company, Burisma, while Joe Biden was vice president, something Kent questioned back in 2015.
I raised my concern that Hunter Biden's status as a board member could create the perception of a conflict of interests. Let me be clear, however, I did not witness any effort by any U.S. official to shield Burisma from scrutiny.
Both career diplomats saying they were not seeking the spotlight and pushing back against that early morning attack from President Trump that they're never Trumpers.
Mr. Kent, are you a never Trumper?
I am a career non-professional who served.